Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Back by popular demand, we have with us Count Joseph Mikołaj Rej, a descendant of the father of Polish literature, Mikołaj Rej. He's 37 years old, a native of Western New York, a businessman, and one of the most active leaders in the Polish-American community nationally. He is the founder of the nonprofit United Cultural Society, which runs the most attended monthly event each month in the U.S., the Polish Happy Hour. He's an entrepreneur. He's a go-getter. He's indomitable, and he never gives up, and he's very dedicated to his Polish heritage and culture. Count Joseph Mikołaj Rej, we only have a couple counts in Western New York, and we're honored to have him on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Now, you're doing a big thing. You're helping bring the Secretary of State of Poland, Anna Maria Anders, who comes from a prolific family. Her father was the general who fought the Nazis successfully and beat them at the Battle of Monte Cassino in Italy. The daughter is the Secretary of State. She's coming in for the Pulaski Day Parade at 1:30 p.m. on Sunday, July 16th on Harlem Road in Cheektowaga from the Thruway Plaza to the Cheektowaga Town Park. You are co-chair of the Pulaski Day Parade. Let's talk about Secretary of State of Anders. Who is she? What does she stand for? Tell us about this great leader.
Well, Secretary of State of the Republic of Poland, Anna Maria Anders, first of all, on Saturday, July 15th, 1:30 to 3:30 at the Cheektowaga Town Park during the Polish-American Festival, there will be an exhibit called the Trail of Hope. And the Trail of Hope is basically the name of the journey of that Władysław Anders, General Władysław Anders, Anna Maria Anders' father, and his army made, where they traveled 16,000 kilometers, starting in Russia, ending up going through the Middle East, ending up in Italy. So this Trail of Hope exhibit pays tribute to her father, the men, and obviously the importance of being victorious in Monte Cassino. She represents the new Polish government, which is a very conservative, nationalistic party, and they're very focusing on the brand. Trying to improve the brand of Poland, trying to improve the involvement of Polish Americans and the organizations that are involved in the Polish American communities. She's been very active. She's been in several parts of the United States, and after meeting her several times, I invited her to come to Western New York, and she gladly accepted. So she will be here 15th, 16th, and 17th of July.
Very good. Now, I wanted to mention before I ask you the next question about how Joseph Mikołaj Rej is really the guiding spirit between behind the Polish Happy Hour that brings every month hundreds and hundreds of young Polish Americans together to meet one another, share common culture, education, history together at all different spots throughout Western New York, and this has gone national. So that's a wonderful thing. And also he boosts different cultures with the United Cultural Society. Let's talk specifically of the time and date and what will be on this exhibit, which will be brought in with the Secretary of State of Poland in memory of her father, the World War II hero, General Anders. What is this exhibit all about?
Well, as I mentioned, it pays tribute to the Army General. They call it the Anders Army, where and the struggles that they overcame when they crossed on foot the Soviet gulags, the Iraqi deserts, up until Britain. I believe this was a couple year or several year journey where they traveled approximately 16,000 kilometers. This is actually the 73rd, this year, 2017, will be the 73rd anniversary of the victory in Monte Cassino in Italy, which I'm actually going to later this year in, mm-hmm. in August.
You will be in Italy then for this?
I'm going to Monte Cassino.
Okay, and I would think that the Secretary of State of Poland, who you're bringing to Buffalo, will be there too.
We haven't spoke to about that, but I know she was just there a few weeks ago.
Very good. Very good. Very important. And this will be open from 1 to 3 p.m. for the public at no charge at the yep. Cheektowaga Town Park. Yep. Do you know where in the town park it will be?
Not exactly. I mean, anyone that's attended the festival, there's the general area that there might be a separate tent. The communication with the different people that are running it that hasn't come my way. So, but you know, this means a lot to the Secretary of State. This is actually the highest ranked person that they've ever had from Poland at the festival. I believe for the parade, it's the highest ranked official since at the parade since World War II. So this is a really big honor. And if you know you're even a little bit Polish and you're within a couple hours driving distance, I really encourage everybody to come to the parade, possibly come to the exhibit. You know, this is a woman that you know, represents a legacy. I mean, her father was literally one of the greatest heroes in World War II. And, you know, our society, just go on Netflix or the History Channel, and there's nonstop things about World War II. And, you know, she represents basically the last figure in that family.
Now, if somebody would like to contact you about this, what is your email address?
Well, you know, I could give you the email for the parade that I set up,
okay.
Which is the General Pulaski Parade at gmail.com. So that's GENERALPULASKIPARADE. At gmail.com. So General Pulaski Parade at gmail.com.
Very good. For those who just tuned in to the Rusk Report, we're learning a great deal on ESPN AM 1520 from Count Joseph Ray, who's been on this program before. And we're learning all about the Pulaski Parade and the arrival of the Secretary of State of Poland through the contact of Count Joseph Mikolaj Ray, our guest today on the Rusk Report. If you're listening in Cheektowaga, New York, Montreal, or Northern Florida, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guests. And coming up on this program, we will have Chairman of the Erie County Legislature, John Mills, Sheriff Tim Howard, and Ambassador Earl Mack, who is U.S. Ambassador to Finland. Thank you to those who've called us regarding Ambassador James Nicholson on this program, who is Ambassador to the Vatican, Nick Langwehr, the Erie County Republican Chairman, and Deanna Durhack, leader in the Ukrainian community. A little bit more information about Joseph Nikolai Ray, Jr. He travels from coast to coast, attending Polish events and supporting Polish organizations. Recently, he attended the Select USA event in Washington, D.C., and he was with Lieutenant Governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, and leadership from the Polish Embassy and Polish Trade and Investment Agency in an effort to help create partnership and investments in upstate New York and in businesses from New York to look at Poland as a possible expansion. So that's a very exciting point for Western New York and the Polish American community. A little plug for the AMPO Legal newspaper, which often has Joseph Ray Jr.'s picture in the AMPO Legal. Western New Yorkers love the traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. And you'll see Count Joseph Ray's picture in there often with the Polish Happy Hour. And I'm sure we'll see more with Secretary of State of Poland, Anna Maria Anders. Now, we talked about the parade, and this will be July 16th at 1:30 p.m. on Harlem Road in Cheektowaga from the Thruway Plaza, proceeding north to the Cheektowaga Town Park, and she will be leading this parade. And you have another star coming in, famous for the MASH television show for 14 seasons. Tell us about the parade. You're the co-chair, Joseph Nikolai Ray, Jr.
Well, this year for the parade, we're expecting it to be the largest ever. And other honorary grand marshals will be two or three time Emmy Award winning actress Loretta Swit, Hot Lips Houlihan from MASH, the national president of the very well respected Polish organization. The Kosciuszko Foundation, Marek Skomulski, the Honorary Council of the Republic of Poland in Las Vegas, John Petkus, I believe the Vice Council of the Republic of Poland in New York, Alicia Tunk, and there'll be there's a lot of different politicians locally known. And there's a couple of people we're still waiting on more on a higher level.
Very good. Well, it sounds very exciting. Tell us a little bit more about Loretta Swit, the famous actress. You know her well. You were at the National Ball, the Polonaise Ball in Miami Beach as her official escort. Tell us a little bit more about this famous TV star.
Well, you know, Loretta Swit is very proud of her Polish heritage, 100% Polish. She's actually, I kind of helped inspire the idea of doing a documentary that we're kind of working on, where she will go to Poland and discover her roots, and some very high-respected companies and people have taken interest in this project. So, you know, she's a very big animal advocate, and you know, she's a very strong person, a very strong personality, and she's you know, very good representative for our people.
Yes, and she's funny. When she was at the parade a few times and it was 80 degrees and sunny, Loretta Swit of MASH said, God is Polish, when she saw the weather being so beautiful.
That's right, yeah.
That God was smiling on the Pulaski Day Parade, and she's coming in for the third time, courtesy of Count Joseph Mikolai Ray, our guest today on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Now, Joseph Mikolai Ray Jr., a royal descendant of the great literary genius Mikolai Ray, is now involved in a new venture internationally of having another Polish beer imported to the United States nationally. Let's talk about this beer, the name of it, when it's going to be on the shelves, when people can get it in a tavern or a restaurant. Let's hear about your beer entrepreneurship.
Well, I only have so much control over the situation, but this has been in the works now for starting in a couple of years. But I now have an import license and a wholesale license, and I also have two trademarks. The first brand will be called Spoko, S-P-O-K-O, and I also have the trademark for Schmingus Dingus, which is technically the true holiday of Dingus Day. So right now I'm dealing with the brewing process in Poland, but it's tough to get an expected date just because once it arrives, once it's shipped, it goes to the port, and I'm not in control of when it gets released. It's the government. It's up to them to release it. So it's hard to put an estimate, but hopefully to have it out in the fall.
Very good. And repeat the name of this beer.
So Spoko will be the first brand, and then the next one will be Schmingus Dingus. Spoko is a slang word used in Poland. It has a lot of different possible meanings, but it's used quite a bit in Poland. There's actually there was the Euro Cup in 2012, which the games were played in Poland and Ukraine, and the theme song that won were these nuns that sung a song that was Coco Coco Euro Spoko. And when I was thinking of a name, and if you look at other Polish beers, all their names represent areas and cities, and they're all names that are hard for a non-Polish speaker to pronounce. And after a lot of research, and actually Loretta Swit was involved in this process briefly, and nixed some ideas for me, but I came up with this name, Spoko, and I figured that there's no way that someone could butcher it, no way that someone could make a mistake on it.
Now, Joseph Mikolai Ray, a count, the descendant of the father of Polish literature, Mikolai Ray, was in Washington, D.C. a few days ago for an event called Select USA. And he met with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul privately, with leadership of the Polish Embassy and Polish Trade and Investment Agency. And he has a goal, after Secretary of State of Poland Anders is at the parade, to enlarge the Polish relations with the United States for more trade and economic development, perhaps in the fall. What are your ultimate goals between Poland and the U.S., which you discussed with the Lieutenant Governor of New York State, Kathy Hochul?
Well, it's actually very interesting. You know, my grandfather was also Mikolai Ray, and, you know, he came here approximately 100-plus years ago. And it was his generation that helped make the east side of Buffalo something very special. And not just east side of Buffalo, but the areas around Buffalo. And, you know, the east side has kind of been the forgotten area. And it's an area that, even though a lot of government money has come to the Western New York area, it hasn't come to the east side of Buffalo. And I just thought, meeting with the Council General about a month and a half ago, and various people that I've remained in contact with, I just thought, wouldn't it be a great thing if new Polish businesses came to the Buffalo area? The Western New York area, by the way, has the largest per capita amount of people of Polish heritage than anywhere outside of Poland. So how great would it be if a new generation of Polish leaders, business people, came here and helped make the east side of Buffalo great again? So, you know, everybody I say that to seems to love the idea, and I'm looking to bring a trade delegation, leaders in the academic world, and leadership from various parts of Poland in the government, and business leaders, and let's see what the Global New York and various agencies can do to help make this a reality. I mean, New York wants to be open for business, and why not deal with the Polish people? And, you know, our Polish community in general, if you look in politics, we are really not represented. With the eighth largest heritage in the United States, and you go through a list of our elected officials throughout the country, and it's hard to find Polish names, Polish surnames. So, you know, you have to start somewhere, and I think taking this step forward, it could really turn into something. And, you know, someone has to start to get the ball rolling. And, you know, Brian, you've actually assisted with this with your various connections. And, you know, and that's how Polish people are. We work together, and it's not an individual sport. It's a team sport.
Well, Count Joseph Mikolaj Rej has a lot of vision and courage, and he's trying to bring more young people to Western Europe, more jobs, more trade, economic development between his homeland of Poland and Buffalo, New York, where we're taping this program. So we admire him for his courage in being a trendsetter and a man of vision and courage. Joseph Mikolaj Rej, Jr., a count. If you're listening in Buffalo, New York, Toronto, or Manhattan, drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you. This station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia, New Zealand, with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. And we always read cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. A little bit more about Count Joseph Mikolaj Rej, Jr. Besides helping other businesses, he has recently started a business to import and wholesale beer made in Poland. He's also co-chair of the General Pulaski Day Parade, which will be held on Sunday, July 16th, 1:30 p.m. in Cheektowaga, with special honorary Grand Marshal, the Secretary of State of the Republic of Poland, Anna Maria Anders, daughter of World War II hero General Anders. Let's talk a little bit about the Pulaski Association and the parade. We have another count there, Count Stanley Pulaski, who's a descendant of Count General Pulaski. Let's talk a little bit about the organization and the parade and the importance.
Well, I can tell you I've been involved in a lot of different organizations, and, you know, I always say there was a Polonia that existed that I've never been able to see. And you would think that it would be very welcoming, and all the organizations would be very welcoming. And unfortunately, that's not always the case. And I can tell you, now I'm a member of the General Pulaski Association, and it's very inclusive, and which is kind of the trend that I've tried to set with the Polish Happy Hour, to connect the people who are involved in the community with people who have become disconnected, with people who have never been connected. And you know, and Brian, you're the president of the organization. It's you make everybody feel like they're a part of the team, and that everything that they do, that you really appreciate it, and that everybody is, you know, everybody's got strengths and weaknesses, and it's really more of a kind of a large family. You know, I should say the with the Secretary of State of Poland coming. We have a lot of very interesting things that are going along with this this visit. The Niagara Falls will be illuminated white and red. Saturday, July 15th. I believe it starts at 8:45 and go to about 2 a.m. or so. We also have the electric building downtown Buffalo will also be illuminated white and red. The City Hall of Buffalo will be illuminated white and red. And the one of the most trafficked international crossings, the Peace Bridge, will be illuminated white and red. All of this in honor of the visit of the Secretary of State of the Republic of Poland, Anna Maria Anders, and the Polish Festival.
Oh, it's wonderful. And I'd like to give credit to Count Joseph Mikołaj Ray Jr. for bringing in the Secretary of State of Poland, Anna Maria Anders. Also, John Petkus, who will be at the parade, the Honorary Council of Poland from Las Vegas, and actress Loretta Swit, who for 14 seasons was on the MASH program with one of the most watched episodes in the history of television. We have 2 minutes left on the Rusk Report. Tell us a little bit about this bear, this famous bear, who was sort of adopted by General Anders in World War II. 99% of our listeners don't know about this.
So Wojtek the Bear, if you actually go on YouTube and type in Wojtek the Bear, that'd be W-O-J-T-E-K. The bear literally looks like it could be a stuffed animal. And the troops played with the bear. The bear drank beer, smoked cigarettes. In their journey, I believe it might have been in the desert of maybe Iran, they stumbled upon this bear, and it I believe it was left behind by its mother, and the troops adopted it, and it grew with these troops and assisted them. I mean, there's videos and pictures of the bear in the front seat of a military vehicle, carrying logs for them. But I mean, if you look at the face of this bear, it doesn't look like a scary bear. It literally looks like almost like a cartoon character. But the bear ended up getting the title Corporate Wojtek the Bear. And General Vladislav's Anders' army is the army that adopted this bear. And it's another folklore of, you know, the history of the efforts of the Polish army to defeat the Nazis.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, Director of Production for the past 15 years with ESPN Radio, and special thanks to a man with great vision and courage, Count Joseph Mikołaj Ray Jr. Thank you for enlightening us, and have a great week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.